Police in the largest city in western Massachusetts are continuing a crackdown on dirt bike operators that started after a violent assault on law enforcement officers. During the past 2 weeks, Springfield police have confiscated 6 dirt bikes and a moped, arrested 6 people, and issued 1 criminal complaint in a newly adopted zero-tolerance policy on people operating unregistered vehicles recklessly on city streets. City cops adopted a new hardline approach late last month after a dirt bike operator they were attempting to arrest allegedly hurled a chunk of concrete at the head of an officer and smashed a brick through the window of a police cruiser.
That brought out some anger. If that's the game plan that they have, then we have to step up our game. So we stepped up our game and we put some money into it, and we have overtime details specifically for this, for the dirt bikes illegally on the streets.
Acting Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud ordered police to go undercover on motorcycles and bicycles to apprehend illegal dirt bike operators without resorting to dangerous pursuits.
We don't want them to get hurt. We don't want other people to get hurt during our pursuit. So we've been forced to come up with other ways, and we're doing it. It's working. We're putting in undercover cars, undercover cameras, undercover motorcycles, using our cameras from crime analysis, identifying these kids and then sending them the complaints and the citations.
Dirt bikes and similar vehicles designed for off-road use cannot be registered for street use in Massachusetts because of a lack of proper safety equipment. Additionally, police in Springfield and other cities say one of the top quality of life complaints they receive concern dirt bikes. Police say there are complaints about the noise made by the machines, operators performing stunts in the middle of busy streets, and riding in groups that weave in and out of traffic and frighten other motorists. Since last year, 3 people have died in dirt bike crashes in Springfield.
We're doing the best we can to disrupt this public nuisance of riding in the street.
Claprud said adults may not be fully aware of the consequences when they purchase a dirt bike for a teenager to use.
We've got to push the educational part of it, too.
The Springfield police also want tougher laws. The Springfield City Council voted last month to petition the state legislature to allow police to seek a court-ordered forfeiture of confiscated dirt bikes following a first offense. Additionally, a proposed ordinance sponsored by City Councilor Orlando Ramos would set fines ranging from $500 to $2,500 for offenses related to operating off-road vehicles unlawfully on city streets.
Well, these dirt bikes are everywhere. You know, it's not just a nuisance and a quality of life issue, it's a public safety issue. And we want to make sure that we give our law enforcement officers the tools that they need to be able to address the problem.
The proposed ordinance is expected to be on the agenda for final approval at the council's July 15th meeting. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.